Our text for this morning's message is from our gospel lesson we read just a few moments ago. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Dear friends in Christ, I think you'll agree there's more than one way to think about the festival of the Reformation. Lutherans especially make it a day that we boldly confess the gospel, or sometimes a day to be especially thankful for all of God's gifts in Christ. There's obviously more than a few ways to observe the day. Now, Jesus' words in our gospel actually lead us in a particular direction, but I don't want to focus necessarily on our spoken confession of the gospel today. And if that were the case, if I were to do that, the prayer from Psalm 51, verse 15 might be the one that I would choose for my message. "O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise." Now, John 8 is actually an invitation not to open our lips, but to open our ears. To open our ears. To listen to Jesus and his word, and to be set free. And that's our theme for today. Listen to Jesus and be free. See, everybody needs to be set freed from slavery, right? Would you agree that slavery is not a good thing? It's not some, and by very definition of slavery, we need to be set free from that. Now, Jesus' listeners, they didn't understand this. They didn't think that they had ever been enslaved, which is kind of an interesting thing for the people of Israel to say. But listen to what Jesus says earlier in the chapter. In verse 24, he says this, "I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." That's what he's telling to these Jews that were believing in him. And then, of course, even in verse 34, he says, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin, and only the Son can set you free." But they didn't believe in Jesus, and so they were enslaved. And at first, of course, Luther didn't understand either. At first, he knew that he was trapped, but he thought that it was the fact that he was sinful that was causing his slavery. Now he could really never find freedom from that. And in a way, no one, whether they're a Christian or a non-Christian, ever can find their own freedom from their sinfulness. Because we remain sinful even today. Now the question then becomes, does that mean that Christ hasn't set us free? Has he not set us free from our sins? Well, let me suggest something. You see, Luther himself thought that his slavery was caused by his sins. He thought that his slavery was caused by his sinfulness and his sins. But it really was something else that was causing his slavery. His slavery was caused by the fact that he couldn't hear the voice of Jesus and believe in him. And today that same mistake can happen. The world, of course, usually doesn't admit that it's enslaved. That it's in slavery. Even we as Christians, God's own dear children, can find ourselves living and acting as though we are still in chains, not free to be what God has set us free to be, for God or for anybody else. So what's going on? What exactly is this slavery that we're talking about? Well, it's a slavery of the ears, and I've got big ones, I can tell you. It's caused by listening to the wrong voices, listening to the wrong message. You see, it's interesting, the Jews in Jesus' day, they would listen to anything. That is, anything other than what Jesus was telling them, anything other than Jesus' own words. He says, "Remain in my word, abide in my word." But they weren't going to have any of that. Now think about it. What exactly was Luther listening to? Well, maybe for years he was actually listening to the scream of his own voice, his own fears, listening to what the church said, that you have to do penance for your sins. Luther tells of himself scrubbing floors and scrubbing in penance. And in the middle of his scrubbing, he would have an evil thought and have to run to his confessor, because he knew that even his thoughts were evil. Now, the funny thing is, of course, his father confessor in the Augustinian monastery eventually comes back and says to him, Luther, you don't have to come and tell me every time you have sinned. In fact, go away and come back when you really have something to confess. He was listening to his own fears, his own feelings of guilt. And see, the thing is the promise for you and for me becomes this, that Christ's word can set us free from slavery to all these other voices, so that we can listen to Jesus. Listen to Jesus and be set free because you believe in Jesus Christ and in what he did for you and for me. You see, Jesus wants to talk to you. And he wants to talk to you about himself. In John 8, there's one question that actually dominates through the whole chapter. It's basically this: who is Jesus? In verse 25, they actually ask the question, who are you? And then later on in verse 58, Jesus actually says, he answers them, he says, before Abraham was, I am he. In other words, I'm the answer. I'm the truth. You need to listen to me. That's what he's telling these people that were there. You know, say it this way. Maybe listen to this. Jesus is the perfect Son of the Father. From eternity, absolutely, and yes, and true God, just as the Nicene Creed says. He is the Son of the Father. But that eternal Word became flesh, a man just like you and me, the Son of God. And in that sense, even though you and I are adopted, there's only one Son, Jesus Christ, only Jesus. And as the only and perfect Son, Jesus obeys his Father. He carries out the Father's will as no one ever has and as no one ever could. He actually completes the work of the Father. Remember those words he spoke on the cross? It is finished. It's completed. There he dies for our sins. He actually dies in our sins. He was trapped and enslaved in a rock-hewn tomb, and he gave himself into the silence and the slavery of death for you and for me. And then on Easter, that slavery was broken. That slavery's gone. As he had said to his disciples, he was gone for a little while. For a little while. But then he showed himself to be the resurrection and the life. He laid down his life in order to take it up again. You see, this Son, he lives. The vine was cut down, but now he lives, and he's full of life. It's almost like he's saying, this is who I am. Remain in me. Listen to me. Be set free from your fear, from your unbelief. Be set free. Listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free. But there in Jerusalem, they wouldn't listen. They stopped up their ears. Even for Luther long ago, God actually enabled him to open his ears and to hear the voice of Jesus that overcame all of those accusations that Satan was hurling at him and that his own conscience was hurling at him. And for you and for me right here, right now, on this Reformation Day, or this day that we celebrate the Reformation, I would say listen to the voice of Jesus and be set free from slavery to sin. Jesus says it this way, almost like this: yes, your sin is very great, but I'm the perfect Son of God and I am greater than your sin. You'll not die in your sins. I already did that for you. You are mine. You are mine. Luther said in one of his writings, he said, it's kind of at the tail end of a discussion, but he says, so be a sinner and sin boldly. If you are going to sin, be a sinner and sin boldly, but believe and rejoice in Jesus Christ even more boldly because of what God has done for you. Jesus says, almost, you've been listening to these other voices that say you're in control, that you're in control. Other voices say that you need to pursue that sin, that purpose that flows from your own desires. Stop listening to them. They're leading you to slavery. It's almost like Jesus says, you belong to me now. To me. I will protect you. Jesus will protect you. Your meaning, your life comes from Jesus. You're free now to serve Jesus. It's what He made us to do. And that is true freedom. Freedom to serve, freedom to believe. It's like Jesus is saying in our text today, you are my disciples, listen to me, remain, abide in my word, be set free. It's interesting. Hell's been described as the kingdom of noise. The kingdom of noise. And if that's appropriate, one of the things that it means is that in hell, you actually can't hear the voice of Jesus. This Reformation Day, my prayer for you is, and I pray that your prayer is, O Lord, open thou my ears. Jesus' word can actually free us from the slavery of unbelief. We'll find its salvation in Him and only in Christ alone. His word can free us from the slavery of our wasted lives. He can teach us to follow Him. So listen to Jesus and be set free. In His name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen and amen.